Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling the number from my, it showed on my Venmo. I got a charge from you guys for $64 that I didn't approve or authorize. I made one purchase for $5.99 plus $3.99, and that was it. And then all of a sudden, I had a friend transfer me money for a surgery I need tomorrow, and literally within 30 minutes of it being in my account, after not having any money in my account, you guys charged me $64. And I didn't
Oh.
make any other orders. I didn't make anything. I didn't approve that. I'm very upset about it. I've already talked with Venmo, and I'm going to be issuing a dispute unless we can resolve this. But I don't understand why, how it's okay to just charge someone's account without their approval. But that's beside the point.
Okay. Well, we are
I'm
a third party call center that stand in for online
okay.
merchants, so I do will need to search the system to see which company is actually charging you. May I have your zip code, please?
And first off, I'm sorry for my rudeness. I truly apologize. I'm just very upset, but it doesn't give me the right to take it out on you. So I do apologize.
You're fine.
My zip code you asked for?
Yes, sir.
91321.
All right, and the first and last name.
Alexander Griffiths.
All right, Mr. Griffiths, it looks like we do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify the shipping address on file for me, please?
20823 Placerita Canyon Road, Newhall, California, 91321.
All right. And I do have that account pulled up, and it looks like this is for the Z Hunter dash cam. It looks like the original order was placed back on the 23rd, in which during that time you would have paid the $574 shipping and handling. The product itself that time was free. It was on a trial period. It does look like it was on a 7 day, maybe a 5 to 7 day trial period, so they did bill you the retail price of that dash cam.
Well, I've still not to, yet to get that dash cam, and that was not in the fine print whatsoever. So, that's just ridiculous. I'm going to be filing the claim with Venmo. But yeah, that's not how I wouldn't have signed up and agreed to it because that's not how it was, the website was written. There were multiple different offers. For if you pay shipping and handling, which I paid shipping and handling plus the $3.99 protection fee for it, that it was a deal to get the price at get those items at just the shipping and handling. But I bought the $3.99 extended warranty for the heck of it since I was getting it at $5.99 because I am on like different websites that are for savings and things like that. And one of them was it took me to this website, and there was nowhere in there that said it was for a trial period of any time, especially 7 days. And even if it was a trial period of 7 days, I've not gotten it, and USPS says it's not going to be delivered until the 29th.
That is correct. I'm looking at it right now.
So how can it be a trial period for me to try it if I haven't even been if I haven't even gotten it?
I don't make the turn, sir. I
No,
do
that's all right. I
apologize for the
understand.
misunderstanding with it.
No, it's all right. It's not your fault. I appreciate your help. I hope you have a great night, miss.
You do the same, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Have a good one.